Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 7th of July, recording at 9:36 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were quietly mixed. I think that some of them, such as India, suffered a little bit, or were pulled down a little bit, I should say, by some early weakness in the European stock markets this morning, during which they gave up most of yesterday's gains. But they gradually recovered those losses as the morning progressed, and in the afternoon they closed with some reasonable gains once again, especially some of the more heavily shorted markets, such as the Spanish MIB30, I beg your pardon, the Spanish IBEX and the Italian MIB30. Now, bigger drama here on Wall Street, closing near the highs of the day, and the S&P, for instance, was up over 32 points. That was over 3%. The NASDAQ Composite was also up over 3%. And the Dow was up over 2.8%, so really solid solid gains there. Those were the top performing gains at Wall Street, had the top performing gains of the Americas. Elsewhere, long-dated government bond prices eased a bit. The U.S. dollar eased a bit, although not without some exceptions. The dollar reversed an early sell-off against the Japanese yen to trade a little bit higher, 87.70 as I speak. Now, gold had weakened but then firmed as Wall Street's rally really got underway. Gold traded down to 11.85. But is trading at 12.03 after hours right now. The industrial metals were all higher except for aluminium, with the copper closing up at 304.40. And the soft commodities were higher. Good gains for soybeans in here today. And let's see. Crude oil bounced up 280 at 74.78, and one of the few industrial commodities to decline on the day was natural gas, down 57 cents. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, yesterday I talked at some length and wrote about scope for an oversold technical rally in global stock markets. Now, we've certainly seen more of that come through today with Wall Street, which is the key market, of course. And last night, Wall Street had lost most of its gains, lost two-thirds of its gains it had seen. So it made up for that in here today and has very much joined this rally. Now, I have little doubt that it's short covering that is fueling this rally right now, and I think there's little doubt that there were some very substantial short positions in the market, given all the bearish sentiment that we've been hearing. Really, I can barely believe it. The sentiment is not that far off what we saw during the worst days of 2008 and the first quarter of 2009. Incredibly bearish views, people talking about a depression once again, or at least a double dip recession, people talking about the stock market going back to its March lows, and so on. Well, every forecast is in with a statistical chance, I suppose, but I think the most important technical evidence is that deeply oversold short-term condition against an exceptionally bearish background in terms of sentiment. at a time when stock markets represented much improved value as a result of the sharp declines that had actually occurred. Now, there's no doubt that GDP growth is slowing. China wanted to slow its GDP growth. All countries had stimulus packages, which ramped up growth last year. Most of them are allowing, or have already allowed, those stimulus packages to expire. Inevitably, when you had some programs, such as Cash for Clunkers, that brought consumption forward. In other words, it paid for tomorrow's consumption yesterday, if you follow me. So inevitably there was going to be some slowdown occurring in GDP growth. But will it be all that bad with interest rates low, with corporations, the Fortune 500 corporations, according to the Fed, holding $1.8 trillion in cash? That's fairly healthy. With short-term interest rates low, with long-term interest rates low, commodity prices are not overheating at this stage. So I think it's a fairly benign background overall, except for the sovereign debt. That's a very big issue. And except for the private sector debt, which we have in the West, so there's still a lot to work off in terms of just paring down debt, retrenching in the West. Meanwhile, the Asian region has the opposite problems of some inflation pressures, strong growth. But stock markets are holding up very well there and likely to continue to do so for at least the short term, because these Asian countries are reluctant to move their interest rates up very much while the U.S. is keeping their interest rates so low, because they don't want their currencies to strengthen. In this environment, no country wants a strong currency, as I've mentioned on many occasions in the past. Some are a little cleverer or lucky in terms of achieving a softer and therefore more competitive currency. Japan is not among them. Japan is probably the country that needs a weaker currency more than any other right now. Okay, so let's go back to these stock markets. What's likely to happen? I mentioned yesterday that we should see at least a short covering rally, and that can be quite sharp, as we have already seen over the last couple of days. I mentioned, though, that if the short covering rally was not accompanied by some bargain hunting of consequence, and if it was unable to gain any momentum buying, if it wasn't going to be strong enough to gain some momentum buying, that it would be relatively short-lived, last for a week or two. Now nobody knows what the answer to that will be. Will we get a big rally? Yes, we could. I said last night in my audio I would not write off the possibility that we had formed an important low. Equally, I don't have too much difficulty. It doesn't take too much imagination to to script another outcome where stock markets in an environment of very fragile sentiment and plenty of overhanging bad news, if you want to find it, and you don't have to search that far, so stock markets could drift another 10 to 15%, as Ralph Acampora forecast in that piece that I posted yesterday. But a rule of thumb that we use at Fuller Money, and that Owen now teaches in the chart seminar, is when in doubt, give the last dynamic the benefit of the doubt. So the last dynamic is to the upside, and until I see that reversed, or still I see the selling pressure returning, I would assume that we're going to rally further in here, and I would not, as I say, rule out the possibility that we have formed quite an important bottom. Now, what we'll do best in the rally? Well, when you're getting short covering and also some bargain hunting, that's a more dynamic combination in the short term than a market that's just been showing magnificent relative strength, as we've seen with the ASEAN markets, with India, with Chile, with Colombia. So the markets that have held up best might not respond, or I beg your pardon, might not respond as dramatically as we're seeing with some of these depressed Western markets in here, largely because the markets that have held up best don't have the short positions in them. But overall, I think we're going to see a further rally in here. And it's interesting, Wall Street, again, that's the big one. The break downwards, which led to the last bit of selling, was when the S&P went through the previous lows, range lows at 1040. It didn't stay down there for very long, which is a good sign for the bulls. Closed tonight at 1060. So it's already pushed back above those range lows. Again, I'll give the upside the benefit of the doubt until I see some genuine selling pressure returning. Long-dated government bond prices, I would expect them to weaken while stock markets rally. And let's see, in currencies, it's fairly mixed, a lot of ranging. The yen looks very overextended on the upside to me. I do not feel that you'll see the dollar treated as a haven currency during this rally. The rally would tend to favor the things like the Asian dollar index and the Latin American dollar index. Now, lastly, what about these commodities? Well, some of them were quite depressed. There's been a lot of bearish sentiment regarding industrial commodities. I think they will correlate with stock markets during the rally phase. And I think that's, and last but not least, what about the gold price? Well, I've been quite cautious in the short term overall. I maintain that gold's a good hold for the long term, but it's got more competition here in the short term. So I'm still a little bit cautious overall, although it was a good turnaround technically in here today. Can't wait to see what tomorrow brings. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you.